USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A 911 operator is facing manslaughter and other charges for not sending help right away to a woman who later died from internal bleeding.
The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's requests for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal to buy the social media company was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street won its third out of the last 14 weeks. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Questions are being asked about what caused an outage at one of Canada's largest telecom companies. Customers of Rogers Communications lost service Friday morning. Everyone from residential to business and corporate customers were affected. Even some government agencies, including Canada's Tax Collection Agency, lost telephone service. Some are looking into what can be done to avoid a similar situation in the future. Tech analyst Ritesh Kotak spoke to CBC News about it.
What type of accountability are these organizations that provide this type of critical infrastructure going to be responsible for? Is there going to be public audits? Is there a way in the future to kind of piggyback off networks that are still up? I think these are all major policy questions, infrastructure questions that are going to have to occur, and we're going to have to make some decisions.
It was the second disruption in less than a year. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers within 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd with the First Amendment Center spoke to News Nation.
It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
The new law goes into effect in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.